From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Husband and wife Byron Krulowich and Doreen Marks founded Sunday Afternoons of Music in Miami 33 years ago. It's a classical music series that brings artists from around the world to South Florida. Each season has 7 shows for children and 7 shows for adults. But now, the husband and wife team has decided to take their curtain call. WLRN's Jessica Mazaros attended the last Sunday Afternoon of Music for adults.
Doreen Marks and Byron Krulowich wanted to bring classical music to a festival at Temple Beth Am in Pinecrest, but what came out of that small initiative turned into Sunday Afternoons of Music for the last 33 years.
Nobody's more amazed than both Byron and I that it has worked out the way it has.
We had no idea where it was going to go, and it's been a tremendous journey for the two of us.
They hosted the event at Temple Beth Am for 21 years. The following 12 was at the Gusman Concert Hall at the University of Miami.
As concerned grandparents, we started Sunday Afternoons of Music for Children and to introduce them to the wonderful world of music, song, and dance.
The couple have 10 grandchildren altogether. They agree that there is nothing like their concert series for kids in South Florida.
And that's why we've kept our prices reasonably low, because I wanted to make it affordable to people, and particularly for children and parents and families. I didn't want to gouge them.
Marks and Krulowich took on the bulk of the work leading up to the concerts for adults and children.
Well, first you've got to have your musician and your artist, and you've got to get them into town. Getting my ushers here on time.
But on the day of every concert, they have volunteers to help them set up.
The help we've had are the same people that have been with us many, many, many years.
Priscilla Rivera started handing out flyers for Sunday Afternoons 29 years ago. Her 2-year-old son would attend the concerts for children. She says South Florida had nothing for kids and classical music back then.
It was such a joy to have someone, you know, recognize that and fill that void.
Omari Hardy, a 2012 UM grad, is on his 6th year attending Sunday Afternoon events. He says there is still nothing like this in South Florida for children or adults.
We're not necessarily a mecca for the arts, but what Doreen and Byron, you know, have done over the last 33 years has really been fantastic for Miami.
So why are Marks and Krulowich putting an end to Sunday Afternoons of Music?
I'm going to be 90 in next November. Doreen will be 88 on Christmas Day. And it's time to pass the baton to the next generation.
I didn't have to convince him, and he didn't have to convince me. We both realize it's time.
But Marks and Krulowich hope someone will launch a new concert series for adults and children after them. The couple will miss...
the music, the artists.
The friends we made through music.
Violinist Ray Chen was accompanied by Julio Elizalde on the piano for a performance in February.
We're both hoping that we will have many years together, that we can sit and hold hands together and just enjoy whatever life has to bring.
I'm Jessica Mazaros in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.